Good morning. Can we begin by praying for each other for a few moments? One for Maria. I want to continue talking about the evangelical councils today. If you remember the scripture passage from yesterday about the rich young man, that inspired saints to live a religious life.
这段圣经上记述的，那我觉得这就是激发我们过修道生活的，这样一个我们说是一个例子也好，或者说从这里列举一些事情，让我们明白奉献生活的意义。
In the 3rd century, when Saint Anthony entered into church and heard that gospel passage proclaimed, he was moved to give up everything and go to the desert. And he is known as the father of monasticism. He was one of the first to live a radical life dedicated to God in that way.
那圣安当呢，就是度隐修生活的，我们叫知父啊，或是修道院的始祖。啊，他呢，就是一个把自己完全献给天主的一个楷模。
Monasticism is really the foundation of all religious life, the beginning of all religious life.
当然说这个，我们说隐修生活也好，修道生活也好，它是所有的后来度奉献生活的人的基础。
And until Saint Francis, basically all religious life was monastic.
那从圣安当一直到圣方济哥，那差不多，我们说度奉献生活的这些人，那基本上都是以隐修生活的方式的。
Interestingly, Saint Francis was inspired by the same gospel passage.
我们说比较有趣的什么呢？圣方济哥他的这个生活，并不是因为福音上的这些个字句是受到感动的。
He was inspired by the challenge of Jesus to be perfect by giving everything away, and he did give everything away.
那他所做的呢，就是当时他所被激发的呢，是因为就是似乎耶稣对他说，把你所有的东西，去给别人。所以他呢，也的确就这么做了，就跟随了耶稣。
He did that in a different way than the monks did. Instead of finding a place by himself, he went into the city and had no place to call home.
但是他做的跟别人的不同什么呢？把东西都变卖了，然后呢，他没有，他到去了城市之后呢，没有地方可住。
So the foundation of religious life in the monastic way and in the new way inspired by Saint Francis both found inspiration in that gospel passage.
那就说，无论我们说从圣方济各或是圣安当，这个他们的被福音感动的这个过程，那这都是说我们修道人生活的基础。因为他们是被感动，是因为天主的话。
And it would be good for us to continue, be good for you to continue meditating on that gospel passage when you have time for prayer.
那当然，对我们每个人来说，如果我们有时间的话，也用这样的福音上的话来做我们的默想或是我们反省的内容。
I want to talk about each of the three vows now, and I will talk about each one through a variety of perspectives.
今天我们就是分别谈，我们说这个三愿，但每一个，我们每一个每一个愿啊，我们是从不同的角度去谈。
The vows are.Very rich and complex, and so we can understand them best by looking at them from different perspectives.
因为我们说三愿生活的内涵非常的丰富，而且也比较宽泛和复杂，所以我们从不同的角度去谈我们这个三愿中的每一个愿。
I already mentioned a number of these perspectives, but I want to list them for you now.
因为神父今天就是愿意从不同的角度谈，然后把这些不同的角度呢，就像给我们就是一一的就列出来一样。
So the vows are an imitation of Christ.
那我们的誓愿，所发的誓愿，那首先之一呢，就是和天主的密切的关系。
And they are
imitation.
Imitation.Imitating, copying.
就是我们说叫效法，我们效法这个不是，我刚才翻译错了，我们是效法基督。
And they are also an imitation of Mary.
我们也说效法圣母。
They are a path of friendship with Christ.
我们说就是和基督的关系的这条路。
And even more than friendship, they are part of, there is a spousal and a maternal aspect of the vows.
当然我们的圣愿也可以从就像我们说配偶之间，从物质的就是物化的角度，或是我们说从可见的角度看，是配偶的关系，或者叫敬佩的关系。
There is an aspect of suffering and sacrifice in all of the vows.
我们的圣愿其中也包含我们的痛苦和牺牲。
The vows also provide for us a way of perfection.
这同时也是我们走向成全之路。
And that way of perfection has three aspects, purgative, illuminative, and unitive.
那当然我们说这三愿同时也包含这三条路，我们说这一开始叫
the first is one
purgative
一些净化的过程
illuminative
我们第二个叫什么叫明路
and unitive
最后叫合路，这个就是类似于那句的神操里面那个。
andthe vows also are a path of freedom for devotion and sensitivity of heart.
我们说圣愿的同时也是包含我们对我们整个身心奉献的 灵感，就是第一个我们的灵感度。
The sensitive and the heart, the sensitive heart.
Right.
就是我们心的敏感，或者是我们心灵的敏感度。
I talked about most of those aspects as regards all the vows.
心灵的敏感和自由，敏感和自由 ，the freedom
and sensitive, the freedom. You mentioned that. I forgot to translate freedom.
Yeah, it's really the freedom provides
yeah.
sensitivity of heart.
就是说第三个就是最后一个啊，就是你心灵的敏感，还有就是说你自由的奉献。
Yeah.I talked about how those aspects apply to all of the vows, except for the last two. I want to talk about those in general, and then we'll go into the vow of chastity.
这是刚才神父把所有的这个我们说发愿的从不同的角度去理解的，就是列举一下，尤其是最后两个，他还要解释一下，然后我们就进入开始讲贞洁愿。
When we look at the vows as a way of perfection, there is this negative aspect, the purgative, and then it opens to deeper understanding, the illuminative, and it leads us into union with God.
当我们说这个发愿，我们说三愿生活，也是引导我们走向成全之路，成全之路。那这三个过程我们讲了明路叫炼路明路和合路那这个过程
In the purgative dimension it requires us to give something up there is a sacrifice
那有时候呢因为过去的时候讲的这些是从比较消极的方法去讲那今天就神父给大家讲的呢就是在
the first one
purgative
Progative, 就是这个我们叫炼路这个过程就是给了我们一条
It's a clear path or explain a little bit the Progative
It requires us to give something up
OK
Negative
这个第一条呢就是要求我们把所有的东西放弃或是放弃我们所牵挂的东西
And this is sometimes where we get stuck in thinking about the vows is just on the purgative on what we have to give up
有时候呢如果当我们思考三愿的时候可能就会卡在这儿你就觉得哎呀我为了就是这个完成三愿或者是这个净化的过程我必须把我的东西都得放弃
But after making some sacrifice and giving something up, we start to get some light and understand more deeply the value of that.
也就是说，当我们能够做了奉献和牺牲，把我们所有的这些放弃的时候，我们发现了这个里边它更高深的意义，就更深层次的意义的时候，那我们觉得。似乎从这个角度我们看到了光明
And then over time we start to be more united with God through that practice
那借着这样的一个操练我们觉得我们和天主走得越来越近了
And that applies to all three of the vows
那像这样的一个过程那它适应或是适用我们在三愿的生活就是我们对这宣发的三个圣愿都适用
We'll look at each of those individually in a few moments but just wanted to make the general comment
那我们因为现在就是吧就是通俗的就是就就什么呀概括性的解释一下然后呢就是逐一的讲我们三愿的每一愿
And then the last category that I mentioned is that aspect of freedom that comes with the vows.
刚才神父讲的，我们说就是有多个不同的幅度。最后一个，我就讲的是自由嘛。
This freedom that comes with the vows is for the sake of deeper contemplation.
那我们说这个自由的目的是为了更深或是更进一步的默观。
In canon law, it says that the first duty of religious is contemplation of divine things.
在教会法里边就是提到的修道生活首要的任务或是首要的责任，那就是去默观天上的事，或者是叫天主的事，或是叫神的事情。
And this is very important for us to keep in mind because it's easy to lose sight of this primary purpose.
那这个对我们每一个人都非常重要的，就是因为我们非常容易在这方面迷失。
Our primary purpose is contemplation of divine things and union with God in prayer.
那我们首要的任务就是在祈祷中和天主的默观，和在祈祷中和天主的结合。
And I know that some of you are in difficult situations with pastors or bishops who think that you are just free labor.
当然我们的现实生活可能我们会面临的问题就是什么呢？就是有些人和你们的比如说堂区的神父或者是主教们他们的关系或者是呢他们认为你们只不过就是一个普通的在教会工作的人而已。
But you might have to remind them of canon law, which says that your first purpose is contemplation and union with God in prayer.
所以对我们每个人来说可能就是一个很好的机会提醒这些牧者们我们首要的任务或者首要的目标是祈祷和默观天主的事情。
But we have to remember this ourselves as well.Because we need to make that the first priority in our own lives.
那当然，我们更应该记住的就是对我们自己，这是我们的首要责任和目标，这是我们整个一生中都需要去操练的。
And the vows are intended to help us with this sensitivity of heart that's needed for contemplation.
那这三愿生活就是帮助我们去默观我们心灵的敏感度我们的心灵对我们默观的敏感
The vows separate us from the world from the harshness of the world so that we can become more sensitive
因为我们的三愿生活也把我们和这个世界分离开了，使得我们在免于就是这个世界的那些嘈杂的事情，让我们的心灵能敏感到我们自己内心的声音和变化。
For example, one of the ways that the world is very harsh is in regard to money.
我们说一个例子来说啊。这个世界上就是似乎变得越来越嘈杂或者是越来越艰辛了是因为他们所关注的是钱的问题
When we have to earn money and save money and pay our bills all of these things take a lot of time and energy
因为包括他们去怎么挣钱怎么攒钱或是说怎么样就是说把自己生活安排的好一些那这些事情就是他们为此付出了很大的精力和时间
Our vow of poverty should save us, free us from some of these worldly concerns
那我们的贫穷愿呢就使我们免于这些世俗的牵挂
Perhaps One person in our religious order has to focus attention on money, but the rest of us are more free to focus on prayer and God.
那你比如说，那可能某个修会，他们就是在，他们的或者是叫什么呀？的主要的任务就是怎么样，或者是我们叫募捐也好，就是赚钱也好。但是不是所有的人你都做这些，那其他的人呢，你就可以用时间去默观，去祈祷。
And in the vow of chastity, we are freed from some of the burdens of family life.
那我们的贞洁愿呢，同时也帮助我们，或者是使得我们免于家庭事务的纷乱，或是家庭事务的负担。
Family life is very beautiful, but it also takes a lot of time and energy.
我们说家庭生活固然是美好的，但同时也要付出很多的时间和精力。
We have the freedom to invest that time and energy in God.
但我们却能够把我们的时间用来和天主在一起。
Pray with God, spend time,
And in our vow of obedience, we don't have to worry about making so many decisions.
我们的服从愿帮助我们，你不需要做什么决定。
There is someone else who makes decisions for us or helps us with those decisions so that we can focus more attention on God.
当别人为你做决定，他已经就开始做这些事情，那你的精力呢，就可以把你自己的精力放在天主身上。
The important thing is to realize that this freedom is for the sake of God.
但重要的事情我们应该意识到的是什么呢？我们现在这种自由，我们不是免除了这么多的负担之后，我们获得更多的自由吗？这个自由是为了把我们的精力放在天主身上。
If we are not careful, we can get the idea that it's okay to become more selfish or more focused on ourselves.
如果不是这样的话，我们可能就会变得你更加的自我中心，你在意的是你自己。
When we give up money and family and power, we need to focus that extra energy on God.
当我们把金钱、家庭和权力都放弃的时候，那我们剩下的这些精力，就是应该，这个我们就是就多余的精力。就是应该放在天主身上。
As a novice at my monastery, we almost never go off the property, never go away from the monastery. As a novice at my monastery, we almost never leave the monastery.
这神父讲他们自己的修院啊。他们的初学生几乎就不需要离开他们的修会。
And so I spent an entire year and almost never rode in a car.
也就是说他整个的就在初学这一年几乎不需要去坐车的，也不需要开车的。
And it made it possible for me, when I saw people, I could always look people in the eye.
所以这样呢，就是让他自己，他会有时间，他会去观察，用他自己的眼睛去看，去观察。
I became much more sensitive to people, and I became much more sensitive to the presence of God.
那在这个过程，就是他自己去敏感于这些别人，同时呢，也敏感于天主在他或者在这个周围环境中的临在。
After I made my vows, I drove in a car to visit my family.
就是在发愿之后呢，那他开车去回家去看看，去就回家了。
And as I was driving through a small town, I found myself getting very stressed.
当他开车就是过一个小镇的时候， 他就觉得，哎，他自己就是蛮紧张的。
And I realized the problem was, I wanted to look everybody in the eye who was walking on the sidewalk as I was driving.
他就说他的紧张是因为什么？他就是开车的时候，他想看看就是这个两边走路的人。
And you can't do that.
但是你事实上是不可能的，因为你还要开车，你要再来回这样看的话。
And I realized the only way that I could drive was to shut down my heart to be hardened against the presence of people around me.
也就是说，当时什么就是他自己就是，我就想到什么呢？如果你想开车的话，你能做的事情只有开车，你不可能眼睛东张西望的，就是左顾右盼的。否则的话，可能你的精力，如果你关注的太多的话，你就会可能就撞到在你身边的人。
So it's just a small example of the way that the vows can help to sensitize us to people and to the presence of God.
所以这就是神父的例子呢，就是告诉我们，我们的三愿生活，也就是告诉我们，你集中精力做一件关于天主的事情。否则的话，就是更多的事情介入的话，你会觉得我们就会眼花缭乱了。
So I want to talk a little bit about the vow of chastity. Talk about the vow of chastity.
现在神父讲的是贞洁愿。
And again, we'll look at it from these different perspectives, beginning with an imitation of Christ.
我们还是从不同的，刚才神父讲了一些不同的幅度嘛。我们现在还是从每一个圣愿的不同的角度，还是从每一个圣愿的不同角度继续讲。
Jesus was not married.
首先要讲就是效法嘛。第一个啊，就是第一个幅度就是效法。我们说耶稣基督他没有结婚。
He lived a life of virginity, and this was very surprising, really.
这对我们来说，觉得惊奇吗？说耶稣一直都是贞洁的生活。
There was no movement in Judaism to live a life of virginity.
在犹太人的生活传统中，或是他们的这个环境中，几乎就是没有这样的例子。
When we look in the Old Testament, we don't find examples of consecrated virgins.
就是我们在读古经的时候，几乎在他们的生活里边，你不能发现就是这样一个就什么，读奉献童真的生活。
So what Jesus did was something new and surprising.
所以说，耶稣基督他所做的都是新的，在以前没有过的，所以让他们都感到很惊奇。
In fact, in the book of Judges.
我们在民长记里边，在古经里边
there is a story of Jephthah's daughter who mourned her virginity.
我们在说谁的女儿？这个我一下翻不出来那名字。就是在民长记里，他的女儿就是，然后他去哀伤他的童真。
Judah, the whose daughter?
Jephthah.
不是犹大，
伊夫达
yeah.
They know the story.
Yes, they know the story. I know the story, but I don't know the
yeah.
name of the person.
The part of the reason is that they understood eternal life as coming through children.
可能就是在这过程，他们知道，就是说这个永恒的生命。 也是从儿童开始的，就是从孩童开始。
And a married woman who could not have children, or a woman who was not married, was considered to be cursed.
尤其是在他们的文化里边，就说
the first one, what is
a barren woman,
barren
woman who can't have a children.
就说那个就是荒胎的，就是不能生育的女人和没有孩子的女人是被诅咒的，是不被祝福的。
And so for Jesus to choose not to be married was something surprising.
那当然耶稣选择了不结婚，那对他们来说这也是很震惊的。
But we understand that he did that because he was really married to the church.
那我们理解这一点呢，耶稣基督是和教会的这样一个婚姻关系。
In a sense, he did not marry one of us so that he could marry all of us.
那另外一层含义就是说呢，他似乎就是和我们每一个人的结合。所以说呢，我们每一个人都可以和基督结合。
And so he created this new possibility of a spiritual marriage.
所以说他创造了或者创造了这样一个灵性婚姻的，我们就叫属灵的婚姻的可能性。
When we look at the way that Jesus lived this chastity, we see that it did not make him a cold-hearted person.
那我们看看耶稣基督的这样的一种生活方式，并没有让耶稣基督变得心，就是心又冷又硬的。
He had very warm and beautiful friendships.
所以反过来呢，耶稣是变得他的心是那么的柔和，那么的温柔。
Maybe we can ask for a little interaction here.
Okay.
Could they name some of the people that Jesus had beautiful friendships with?
Okay, you can ask.
那我们现在就神父问大家几个问题啊。就是你们能不能就是指出来，耶稣和谁有非常美好的关系？
玛格丽娜。
Okay, that's one.
这是第一个，这是其中之一啊。
Who else?
还有其他的？
是男的还是女的？
Is men or women?
Friendships.
没关系，说的讲的是友谊。讲的是友谊和关系，没有分男和女。
Lazarus
and
还有呢？啊？
若望 John。
Okay, John. Martha and Mary. Lazarus, Martha and Mary. Good.
Virgin Mary.
Sure, absolutely.
And Joseph.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
And his disciples, Jacob and Peter.
Peter, James.
James.
Yeah.
The inner circle of his disciples.
Yeah, Peter, James, and John.
Peter, James, and John.
Yeah, and the apostles in general. Yeah. Do you remember that there were some women that traveled with him who provided for him out of their means?
大家就还记得，就是在耶稣旅行的时候， 那些跟随耶稣的妇女啊，
嗯，
以及就是在他这个旅途中为耶稣提供一些个帮助的人，
帮助他照顾他那些妇女，富商的妻子苏珊娜。
Susan,
who's the wife?
The wife of Chuza, yeah. There's, there are several women who appear at the foot of the cross.
Yeah. 就是还有一些就是出现在在十字架下跟随耶稣的人。
How about the person who, Monica? Is who is following her and cover his face and face.
Oh, with Veronica.
Veronica.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she's not in the scriptures.
Yeah. It's a 这个洛尼加呢在圣经上没有描述。
And well done.
还好还好很好啊大家每个人都想到了。
And when we look at the relationships that Jesus has, probably everybody who met him thought they were really important to him.
就是你看我们说刚才我们提到这些人啊就是和耶稣相遇的人那都觉得耶稣很重要。
I am sure that he made everyone feel when they met him that they were the most important person in the world.
所以当每一个人遇到耶稣的时候他都感觉他是这个世界上最重要的人因为耶稣会给他这种感觉。
We can think of the man with the withered hand or even one of the lepers or the blind man.
对我们可以想想就是那个手枯干的人我们说麻风病人以及那些瞎眼的人他们在耶稣面前出现的时候
When Jesus came to them and saw them and healed them I believe they felt his warmth, his love
那当耶稣走进这些人的时候那他们会感觉到耶稣对他们的这个治愈和触摸他们的心是被叫什么呀？感化了，或是被温暖了。
So when we think of chastity, the vow of chastity as imitation of Christ, he shows us how to live this vow.
当我们说贞洁愿，谈到了我们说效法基督的话，那这一点就会帮助我们去想，那我们是怎么样把我们的贞洁愿活出来的。
He shows us that we can have some very close friendships and warmth and affection.
那耶稣给我们的这个榜样，或者显示在我们面前，他就是给别人的感觉就是对所有的人都是感觉到那么温暖，同时呢又是对别人怀有感情的。
And if we live this vow well, it fills our hearts with even more love to give to everyone.
那如果我们就是能很好的生活出贞洁愿的话，那我们会感到我们的心是更多的去爱。
What if everyone that we met felt that they were the most important person for us?
也就是说你无论遇到的什么样的人你都让他能够感觉到他在你的心中是最重要的或者说他是很重要的人在你的生命中
Because we have given up an exclusive relationship with a spouse it opens us for even more relationships
因为我们把自己就是排除在你把你的这个关系和只和排除在你和一个人的独有的关系而把你和所有建立在你和所有人的关系上
I feel this very deeply in my own life I received 100 more than 100 texts and emails wishing me a happy feast day yesterday.
这就是说神父说他自己的经验啊，这是他的生命经验，就是他也是感觉到是这种深就是比较深层次的这个意义，就是讲到的这个关系。那昨天呢是神父的主保瞻礼，他就收到了成百个邮件和以及信息，就给他的祝贺。
It is such a privilege to have people open their hearts to us, and they feel more free to do that because we belong to everyone.
因为他会感觉到，就是说自己的心是向所有人开放的，同时呢，也会这些人对你也是对你的信任，所以说他们才会跟你有这样的一个关系，因为自己是属于所有的人。
And so I put this little image up of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which we will celebrate on Friday, but we see the burning love that he has for us.
我们就看看耶稣圣心的这张像，这张圣像。但是你看他的心就是被爱所燃烧。
And again, that's the model for our vow of chastity. Not that we become more dried up, but rather that we become more alive and filled with love.
也就是说我们的贞洁愿的意义就在于我们的生命，而不是因为贞洁愿而变得干枯，而是因为我们的贞洁愿让我们的生命变得充满了爱和生命。
We also learn from Jesus how his vow of chastity freed him for greater service.
那我们也从圣经中可以看到，耶稣基督的贞洁使得他是多么的自由的把自己在他的服务中，或是在他的这个我们说叫他的传教的生命中。
He was able to travel from town to town and be free to carry out his mission.
所以他可以自由地从一个镇到另一个，从一个地方到另一个地方，然后去实现他的这个传教的使命。
If he had a wife and children, this would not be good for them.
那当然，如果说他有妻子和孩子的话，那恐怕就不是那么容易了。
But because he had no wife and children, he was free to go about and spread God's love.
也就是说，因为他没有妻子儿女，所以说他能够自由的去把天主的爱向别人去传播。
Again, it is important for us to realize that that freedom is not to serve ourselves, but to serve God's people.
这也就是告诉我们的另外一个重点，就是说我们的自由不是服务于自己，而是于服务天主的子民。
Let's look at one more here. Another perspective on the vow of chastity is through an imitation of Mary.
我们刚才讲贞洁愿的第二个辅度，我们就说效法圣母。
We see the way that Mary was able to open her heart completely to God because her heart was not given to anyone else.
因为圣母的心是完全奉献给天主的，因为他的心是不会被任何人所占有。
The example of Mary is also unique because she was married to Joseph.
当然我们说圣母的这个例子是非常独特的，因为她这个时候就是她已经和圣若瑟结婚了。
But of course we know in their marriage they had no sexual relations.
那当然就是从常理上讲，那如果是婚姻生活的话，他会有这种性的关系。
It's interesting to reflect on that. In a way, sexual relations are would be something less than what they already had with God.
那另一个说法就是说，比如说婚姻生活中，我们说这他们讲的这种性的关系，无论从哪一点上来说，和我们说和奉献给天主去比的话，它总是次于和天主的关系。
At the Annunciation, Mary already had an intimate union with God, and she conceived God in her womb.
所以在圣母领报的时候，在那个时候，圣母已经和天主有了非常密切的关系，因为也就是说，天主在那个时候，就是借助他的，我们说借助圣母的，子宫，天主就进入了他的生命。
Any other kind of physical union would be something less than what she already had.
也就是说，任何我们说从物质性的，或者是说是有形可见的，或者就是人性的这种关系，都不可能超越她和天主所有的关系。
And so we really learn from Mary that a vow of chastity is not depriving us of something essential in life.
也就是说在贞洁院，我们说从圣母的角度去理解的话，也就是说她和天主的关系是不可能因为任何其他的事情被剥夺。
What is possible for us in union with God and through prayer is something even better than what we could have in marriage.
那对我们来说，就是我们在贞洁院中，我们的贞洁院就是尤其是在我们的祈祷中，那和天主的这种结合是超越了其他的任何的生活。
And we see in Mary's receptivity to God how she is able to do His will whatever He asks.
那我们也看到的圣母的这种接受性啊，她接受了天主要求她做的任何事情。
Through all of it, she also remains, she maintains a certain childlike quality.
那她仍然就是保留了她remains
the... She keeps a childlike quality.
Childlike, okay.
She remains childlike.
但是她一直就是仍然保留的她像孩子一样的这样一个品质。
It's very interesting in, if you look for pictures on mystical marriage.
我们一会儿看这个图片啊，就是关于圣母的。
There is a marriage happening between Jesus and some martyr.
这是一个关于婚姻的一个图片。是什么呢？就是耶稣和那些致命圣人们的婚姻。就我们就像婚宴一样。
Jesus is putting a ring on her finger, and she is experiencing this mystical marriage.
Who is she?
I don't know, some saint, martyr.
我们现在说这个圣人啊，那个女的，看见没？这中间的，她就是耶稣把那个戒指放到那个圣人的手上。
But Jesus is a baby.
但是看看耶稣的是个小孩啊。
But that's this interesting combination between marriage, which is certainly something adult,But then there's also an eternal youthful quality to it.
所以在这里我们就是看到的比较有趣的什么呢，那通常我们说在婚礼上那肯定就是成人的，对吧？所以在这里你看看耶稣就是个孩子，那他这个里就是象征着就是这个我们说这个婚姻的他的这种属灵的价值的永恒性。
And that's a difference between the marriage, the mystical marriage we have, and human marriage.
所以我们从这个叫神婚的角度，我们在和我们说人类的婚姻生活的这两个就是做比较的话。
Usually, human marriage has a way of making us older.
当然就是我们说人性的这个婚姻生活，那可能你是在年纪稍长的时候。
But there's a way that mystical marriage makes us younger.
所以说我们说这个神婚啊，就是使得我们这个年龄你是永远在一个很年轻的年龄段。
And that's why Jesus can also say, unless you become like this child,You cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以这就是为什么耶稣说呢，你除非变成孩童一样，你不能进入天国。
So Mary maintains this very youthful quality to her.
那圣母玛利亚就是把这样的一个品质一直在她的心内保持。
And this is part of our experience of the vow of chastity as well, that we maintain a childlike heart.
那这就是我们在贞洁院里边所包含的品质，也就是在我们的心内，我们就像孩子一样的。
Okay. Why don't we take a little break?
那我们现在休息十五分钟。十点钟，啊，我们到十点，还是我们十点回来。
So interesting.
Yes, yes. yes. He said, "Jesus, the baby Jesus."
Putting the ring on, yeah. I didn't expect. I was just looking for. I just typed in "mystical marriage" in the search engine, and so many of the pictures are with Jesus as a baby. But it's so interesting.
It's very, very, very interesting.
Yeah.
My first time, I look at this baby Jesus. Put rings on the adult's finger.
Yeah. Sister is trying to find the air conditioning. I know what you mean. It's hotter in here than it is outside, I think.
Yeah, because the air conditioning is not work well. The temperature is 28.
Outside?
Yeah. Inside. Inside.
How hot is it outside?
Outside maybe 33. Oh, shit.
你能看到了吧？
这样吧。That feels
very hard. 31啊。36 today.
What is it now?
Now it's 33.
现在这边看不到。
前上面的。
他呀，就是我刚才发了，他昨天发的那个朋友圈，
他报
告了。
谢谢。
it's double sized.
Oh. What does it say? Is it?
It's a martyrs.
Related to the chat. Yes, oh,
yeah,
martyrs.
This is a new one. We mentioned the spiritual marriage,
uh-huh.
And for example, the mother who died at the age over 80, when he will be in a spiritual marriage, it looks very young or old, but it's her interested in this one. For example, I'm an old. When I go to a spiritual marriage with Jesus, it looks like very young or old. As a child and adult.
Okay. How about the other side?
We always say that marriage, the couple, the relationship between the couple, is always the less the relationship with God, is right? And then for many unbelievers, how do they do? For example, we always say the relationship with God is primary, it's more than any marriage life, marriage relationship or sexual relationship. And for the couple, for married couple who don't know God, it's for unbelievers, and it's unbelievers couple. How do they understand their marriage? I think this is just two differences, because this all of this we talk about the relationship with God as in believers, it's not in for the unbelievers. But she mentioned how do unbelievers understand their marriage, because we say the relationship with God is primary, important, more than the marriage relationship with the couples. So maybe she feel confused.
Well, that's true, no matter what.
Yeah, this is true, but her concern is unbelievers. How do they understand their marriage? How do we give them answer about that?
Yeah, well, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, do you want to read this question?
Okay. 刚才这个问题呢, 神父, I'm sorry, 对不起, 我说没有声音, 颠倒过来。
You need to turn it on. Turn it on.
好, 现在好了啊, 可能这个问题一颠倒, 这个话筒就颠倒了。 这个第一个问题呢, 是致命圣人和耶稣的神婚时, 说他死时已经80多岁了, 他也是很年轻的样子吗? 这是第一个问题。
Do you want to read the two questions?
No, that's the martyr one.
That's the martyr one. Yeah.
我们先解释这个问题啊。 另外一个问题, 一会儿。
It's, the question is about how the martyr will appear, young or old, or
yes.
How Jesus will appear.
It's the martyr, who is old age.
Yeah, the question of how we look in heaven is an interesting question.
但是这个问题非常有趣啊，那就是看我们怎么样去看天堂，我们以什么样的这个心境去看天堂，或者说去理解天堂。
As Jesus says, unless you become like this child, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
那就像耶稣说的，如果你不变成孩童，不能进入天国。
So there is an eternal youthfulness in heaven.
那这就是一个我们说刚才耶稣说的这些呢是有永恒的意义的，就是在永恒中就是这么样使用这句话。
But I don't think we can get too specific about how things look in heaven.
但是就是说我们不能够说把天国就看作成一个就是特别就是你觉得好像就是很具体化了，就是具体化的去看说天堂是怎么样怎么样。
So we can have lots of ideas, but St. Paul says, eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, nor is it so much as dawned on man what God has prepared for those who love him.
所以这像圣保禄宗徒，因为就是看我们就看我们怎么样去理解天堂。那圣保禄宗徒就是他理解就是说呢，就是无论这个时光怎么变化，无论这个世界怎么变化。
Can you repeat the whole thing of that?
Eye has not seen, ear has not heard.
也就是说，他说你看这个时光对他来讲都不算什么，就是对他来讲这个时间一年一年过去了，但是对他呢好像就是没有产生任何的伤害。
So he's really telling us we can't imagine. It's so much more than we can imagine.
也就是说天堂这样这个概念是远远的超越了我们所能想象到的。
But the and something that helps me is to think about a baby in the womb.Trying to imagine what the world will be like after birth.
It's our imagination.
Do you understand? Imagine, so what does a baby in the womb, how can it imagine what this world will be like?
Yeah. It's our
It's so different. What's inside the womb compared to what's outside the womb.
这个神父就是给我们举一个例子啊，就比如说一个婴儿他还在母腹中的时候，他就去想象，在母腹中去想象这个世界将来是什么样子的。那和他将来已经就是从母胎中出来之后，他去体验的这个世界是什么样子的，这两个的想象是完全不同的。
And I think that heaven will be like being born.
那我们就是这个例子用到我们身上就是一样的，就是我们想象的天堂可能就是我们在母腹中还没有出生的时候去想象天堂是什么样子的。
So very hard for us to imagine.
所以说对我们来说是你没有办法或者是非常困难我们去想象天堂是什么样子。
ButOne thing we can say is it's always better than anything we can imagine.
也就是说唯一的我们可以说的就是什么呢？在天堂上的事情比我们现在能想象的任何的一件事情都要好。
And why don't you read the other question? We can try to...
第二个问题啊，你们后边有问题吗？我现在念第二个问题啊。夫妇关系都次于和天主的关系吗？但很多不认识天主的夫妇怎么办呢？
And the first part went, what was it again?
It's because of the primary relationship with God for everybody and the relationship in the marriage, married couple is less the relationship. I think it's less than the relationship with God. So God is always primary.
That's right.
Relationship, yeah.
We have to be a little bit careful in making comparisons with marriage and religious life in terms of what's better or worse.
当我们在比较好和次的时候，这一点我们需要小心的，就是我们拿婚姻生活和修道生活做比较，这一点我们要小心。就是说这两个，我们同时就说婚姻生活怎么样，修道生活怎么样，这是我们应该小心的，拿这两个做比较。
We always have to remember there are married people who are much holier than we are.
另外一个，也就是说，结婚的人，有些个结婚的人远远比我们更圣善。
But the relationship with God is always the most important. It's the one that lasts forever.
当然我们会强调天主和我们的关系是最重要的，因为这个会持续到永恒。
The marriage relationship only lasts for a lifetime.
因为婚姻生活他们只持续到这个现世生命中，就是他的现世生命结束了，他的婚姻生活也就结束了。
But the marriage relationship is a sacrament, so God is really present there.
那当然，我们说婚姻生活呢，也是圣事，因为天主临在其中。
And when a man loves his wife, he is not taking love away from God.
那当一个男人爱妻子的时候呢，他并不是把这个爱从天主那里夺走了。
He can really love God in his wife.
那他同时他可以爱天主，也爱妻子。
And so marriage helps to deepen, can help to deepen our relationship with God.
所以婚姻生活也可以帮助他们爱自己家里的人，或是爱妻子和爱天主，是可以增加这两个幅度的爱。
But as I said yesterday, if we start to love someone so much, we need to always love God more.
这就像昨天神父提到的一样，如果说你更爱某一个人，那这个也就提醒你，你在这个同时呢，也应该更多的爱天主。
So now say the thing. What's the unbeliever part again?
Yes, yes. Because many be unbelievers in China, and how do they understand their marriage?
How do they understand it, or
yes.
How do we understand it?
Yeah, I can make sure.刚才兄弟就是这个第二个问题，比如说我们说很多不认识天主的夫妇怎么办呢？那这个意思是我们怎么样理解他们的婚姻生活，还是他们自己怎么样理解他们的婚姻生活？
就是有的家庭，就是有的夫妇吧，他们都不是教友，他们就根本就不认识天主，他们的婚姻生活肯定就是只爱自己的家人啊，他们不认识天主。还有的夫妇就是他一方是教友，一方不是教友，这样的家庭很困难。就是那个，比如说丈夫或者妻子他是教徒的话，他想过他的那个教会的生活很困难。像这样的关系，就是这个意思。怎么去处理跟家人？
你呢？这是两个部分啊。其中一个部分就是整个夫妇都是没有信仰的，这是一种。一个问题。另外是叫我们叫混合家庭，叫混合婚姻，就是不信的和信的在一起的生活，他们怎么理解
？I think there's two questions. The one is the both couples are unbelievers, and another is the husband that we call it mixture marriage.And for example, the husband who is the Catholics, but the wife is not. And he wants to practice his faith. it's not easy in his family. So how does he understand his married life?
Okay. We're getting into marriage counseling now.
现在我们有点像婚姻咨询一样了。婚姻辅导，我们叫婚姻辅导，不叫咨询。
It's they're not easy situations, but it's important to realize with non-believers or a mixed marriage, God is love. And St. John says, he who abides in love abides in God.
这个就是无论对我们说混合婚姻的家庭还是非信友家庭，那他们的我们就当然不是说就婚姻生活而言而讲，但对他们来讲最重要，就像若望福音里讲的一样，说在天主内的就存留在天主内的就是存留在爱内，这一点是很重要的。
So living a marriage well even when there is a difference in faithcan still be something that brings a person closer to God.
就是无论他们是在什么样的婚姻关系中，就刚才我们谈的是否有都不信仰的，都是不信仰的人，或是混合婚姻的人，如果他们的婚姻生活很好，或者说很幸福的话，那我们是显然这就是有天主的爱在他们的生活中。
And then on the one hand, there are some things that are necessary. It's necessary for him to go to Mass every Sunday.
当然就是为这些信仰者啊，对他们来说，就是有必要他们每个主日去参与弥撒。
On the other hand, maybe he wants to go to Mass every day, but his wife, who is a non-believer,would be very distressed about that.
那当然就是这是一个角度来说，那另外一个角度就是作为这个，比如我们这个举这个家庭男的是教友的，他比如说每天都想去参加弥撒的话，那可能他妻子因为这件事情就觉得蛮焦虑啊，或是紧张。
And in order to maintain peace and harmony in his marriage, he may have to set aside some of his ownpreferences.
所以就是为了维护他们这个家庭的和谐和这个平安的话，那可能就是在这个情况下，他应该就是留出一些个适当的时间，就是其实就是退步啊，这样的妻子有一点退步。
So he cannot set aside what is necessary, but he can set aside some things that are optional.
所以他不是说啊，我就必须的，这个东西这是我必须的，必须要去做的。但是在这个过程中呢，他就可以把这个认为的必须的变成选择性的。
And we see some of the challenge of marriage in this. This is why St. Paul says the married man has a divided heart.
这就是像圣保禄宗徒就提到的啊。为什么说你这个结婚的人，你的心就可能被分散了。
Whereas the unmarried man can dedicate his attention to serving God.
那也就是说，没有结婚的人，那他可以把他的身心都去投入，去恭敬天主。
Okay.
你觉得这样回答可以吗？这个问题？
有一句话可以。
还有什么就是跟这个相关的，就是继续的，要问的。因为现在就是神父回答的这些内容，他不知道，就是说你到底是不是觉得这样可以。所以你要觉得认为还需要继续的话，你可以继续问，就可以继续回答。如果你不再问。
I just ask it's clear for her understanding. I just said only one sentence is okay. And I told her, if you have further question, you can continue asking. Otherwise, you think she answered well. Was that okay?
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 还有就是跟这个相关的问题吗？如果有，我们可以就是继续就是把这个问题解释一下。如果没有，神父认为这个问题给大家解释就可以了。
嗯哼。Okay.
没有问题了，这问题收了啊。
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the vow of chastity. And the discussion we just had about marriage can fit in very well for us. Another aspect of the vow of chastity is through the friendship with Christ. If you remember the passage from John 15 that we read yesterday, it describes three parts of friendship with Christ.
昨天我们读到的《圣若望福音》第十五章里边提到的，我们说和基督的关系。
And those three parts correspond loosely with the three vows.
那提到的那三部分，或者是三点，那这些呢，就这三点呢和我们的三愿生活是相关的。
And the part that corresponds with the vow of chastity is that willingness to share everything.
那我们说贞洁愿里边就涉及到和我们说和朋友去分享我们所有的一切。
Jesus says, I call you friends because I have shared everything with you that I received from the Father.
因为耶稣说我称你们为朋友，因为我把从父那里领受的都和你们分享了。
When we think of sharing everything with Christ, we think especially of sharing our deepest interior with Him.
我们当就是提到了和基督分享一切的时候，那就要联想到我们的内在的存有和基督分享我们内在的存有。
Interior. Mm-hmm.
Interior ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Part of what makes us different from animals is the fact that there is something inside of us that we are aware of. We have an interiority.
我们刚才就是提到的我们这个内在的存有，那这一点就是我们不同于其他的动物的，因为我们会意识到我们内在的存有。
We have thoughts and feelings and desires that only we can know.
这个内在的存有就包括我们的渴望，我们的情感。
The desire.
Thoughts and feelings and desires.
我们的情感，我们的思想，以及
three. Thoughts, feelings, desires,
okay.
That only we can know.
思想、情感和渴望。
And we call that our interior life.
这个呢，我们叫什么呢？叫我们的内在生命。
Because that interior is so personal to me, it is vulnerable to share that with someone.
我们说这个内在生命呢，就是是非常个人化的，那这个呢也是很不容易和别人分享的。
When I choose to tell someone my thoughts or my feelings or my desires, That's a very intimate thing.
当你能和别人去分享你的内在的思想、情感和渴望的时候，当然你显然和这个人有很深的、密切的关系，才能这么做。
When I invite someone into my interior life, then that is a very intimate thing.
当然，如果你能够邀请谁能进入到你的内在生命中，这就意味着你和这个人已经是很密切的关系。
And that's the basis of a communion of persons.
这就是我们说你和一个人的叫共融，和一个人的共融。
That's the foundation of a good marriage.
这也是一个我们说非常美好的婚姻的基础。
And so that also has to be the foundation of the intimate friendship that we have with Christ.
这也就是我们说和基督有这种密切关系的基础。
And the amazing thing is that Jesus also shares his interior with us.
就是让我们感到奇妙的就是耶稣已经把他的内在生命已经和我们分享了。
When we approach prayer in this way, it makes a radical difference.
当我们就是以这样的方式去祈祷的时候，我们会发现我们的祈祷或是我们的生命都会发生一种急剧的改变。
When we are really sharing our heart with Jesus, telling him our fears, telling him our desires.
当我们祈祷中，你和基督去谈你的恐惧、你的渴望、你的情感。
And when we also come before him in prayer and let him share those things with us, what are his desires? What does he want to have happen in China, for example?
我们可以用一个例子来说，你比如说我们去祈祷的时候，当我们把这些和基督分享了，我们内在的这个情感、思想，去和基督分享的时候，我们也问基督，你愿意在这个时候把你内在的渴望、你的情感和你的想法，你和我们在中国的这个环境中要分享的是什么呢？
What are his dreams for your life? What are his dreams for your religious community?
那问问耶稣，你对我们的修会，你对我这样一个成为修女的生活有什么样的梦想呢？
This the vow of chastity really invites us to an intimate friendship with Christ.
就是我们说贞洁愿就是邀请我们去度一个和基督有亲密关系的生活。
And it also gives us courage to ask more of him.
同时也会给我们一个鼓励去不断的和基督去要求更多的，你去请求他，要求他。
I know a religious sister who was in a difficult situation, and she asked for something special from Jesus.
那当我们比如说某些修女在一个比较困难的环境中，尤其是在一个特殊的环境中，你可能会要就是去向耶稣求一件很具体的事情。
She was staying in a hermitage that was owned by the community, and it was in the middle of winter.
She,
the religious sister.
Uh-huh.
Was staying in a hermitage.
What hermitage?
It's a, like a one person, like where a hermit stays. So it's, everything is contained there, has its own bed and bathroom and sink.
understand the word hermitage.
It's where a hermit lives. Hermit?
It's like a desert. Is it that by herself?
No, but it's just a one person building.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. It's isolation. It's kind
yes.
of isolation. Okay. Mm. It's, can you repeat the whole sentence again?
Let's find we'll find hermitage for you.
It's kind of an isolated place. It's enlarged, I cannot see.
You see here?
Yeah. But it's yeah.
You don't know that word?
Yeah, it's another word. Yes, I know.
Yeah, she was staying in a hermitage
yes.
owned by the community in the middle of winter. And because the hermitage is by itself, it's possible for the pipes to freeze in the middle of winter.
尤其是到冬天的时候 我们想想看啊, 那个水管就冻了。
And so it's important to leave the water running just a little bit, a drip, so that the pipes don't freeze.
所以说呢, 它的这个, 在那个过程中, 如果你这个水管, 就是在冬天天冷的时候, 你要把它关起来的话, 它不就全就冻了吗? 但是如果你把它拧开一点, 不是总是有那个水就流动着吗? 那一流动, 那个水它就不会冻起来。
Well, the sister had forgotten to leave the water running a little bit, and then when she turned it on, nothing came out. To make it worse, another sister was in charge of maintenance for all of the hermitages. And they had a very difficult relationship. And so the sister in the hermitage was a little bit distressed that this had happened.
因为他们俩关系不好，所以呢，就是原来那个修女就一直就感觉这他这一来的话，就是更紧张了。
And so she said a little prayer. She said, "Jesus, you are my spouse."
然后她开始就祈祷说，基督，你是我的敬佩。And
you can do anything.
你什么事都能做。
You can make this water run again.
说你可以让这个水再继续再开始就流起来。
And as soon as she finished the prayer, the water started pouring out.
然后就是她的祈祷一结束，这个水马上就开始就变成就是要活水了。
So we have this kind of relationship with Jesus that we can ask him for more.
也就是说 我们和基督有这样的关系，所以呢，我们可以要求，就是向耶稣求更多的。Our
vow of chastity allows us to have this very intimate friendship with Christ. We can ask him for anything.
也就是说，我们的贞洁愿是让我们有和基督这么密切的关系，所以说我们可以向基督，或者说我们说向耶稣要求更多的你想要的。
So that leads us into another dimension for looking at the vow of chastity.
我们从另外一个角度啊，去看我们的贞洁院。
The one who makes a vow of chastity is a bride of Christ and a spiritual mother.
我们是从说基督的新娘和我们说灵性的母亲。
And this teaches us that God wants us to fall in love with Jesus over and over again.
那天主邀请我们，就是爱上基督，就是时刻不断的。
There is always a romantic dimension to the vow of chastity.
我们的贞洁愿同时呢也有很浪漫的幅度。
We can even think of the fact that we sing the divine praises.
那有时候我们看就是我们在唱日课的时候。
Lovers are the ones who sing.
就是我们说像一个情人在唱情歌一样。
And there is this romantic dimension of our lives which should be continually renewed.
也就是说这种爱的关系就在持续。
It's that romantic dimension that keeps our hearts young.
也就是这种浪漫的关系让我们的心灵保持年轻。
And it also helps us to endure some of the difficulties that come with our lives.
那同时也会有助于我们去承受生活中所带来的艰辛。
Pope Francis has met with religious on many occasions.
教宗方济各在很多的场合都接见修女们啊。
And he often points out an old 80, 90-year-old nun who is still radiant.
他就是也指出来或是告诉他们说你看这些老的修女甚至说80岁了90岁了你看他们依然这就叫光彩焕发。
He says that he can see the love that still is radiating from her face.
说你看他们他这种爱的眼神或者是从他们这个面目表情上就透射出一种爱的光芒。
And this also means that our prayer and our relationship with Jesus can be filled with much emotion, affection.
那当然我们在祈祷中和基督的这种关系同时也会就是带给我们这种情感和情绪上的变化。
So we can allow those dimensions of romance that often are seen also in our final vows, that can become a regular part of our life.
那当然就是我们从这个浪漫的角度去看的话，那看我们的发终身愿的这个过程，那这会慢慢的成为我们的日常生活中的样子。
Many times in our solemn vows, a woman wears a crown or a special veil or receives a ring. These are all spousal images.
那当然，我们说这个敬佩的这样一个形象，就是在我们发大愿的时候，比如说我们戴的花冠呐、我们的戒指啊等等，这都是能够让它变成我们日常生活中经常有的。
So we can think of romantic things, but then direct them to Jesus in prayer.
当我们想到这个，联想到这个比较浪漫的事情的时候，那我们就会把我们的这个目标就转向基督。
And then we end up with experiences like Saint Teresa of Avila.
那我们就把经验，就是比如说看到这是圣女大德兰。
She had this intense experience of union that felt like her heart was being pierced.
她就是有这个就是非常强烈的这种经验，就是觉得她和基督的这种相爱，就好像她的心 被剑刺透。
You can see in this statue of Bernini the intense emotion in the face of Saint Teresa.
这个就是非常有名的画家叫伯尼尼，他画的就是圣女大德兰被耶稣，你看那个爱的剑所刺中的那个画。
And there is this interesting combination of violence and delight.
当然这个画里边啊，就是就像有一个非常美妙的这个结合是什么呢？就好像你看拿剑去刺一个人，就好像挺暴力的。这个暴力的和什么的结合，就是和一个就是自己心甘情愿去做的事情，这两个的结合。
Saint John of the Cross describes this intense experience of union as being like a burning experience.
那圣十字若望去描述，就是被爱的剑所刺透的这个时刻，就叫什么？就是爱的
the burning of love.
Yeah, it's a burning experience.
这就叫一种燃烧的经验。
He says that love wounds us, it opens up a wound in our hearts.
也就是说我们被爱所因爱所受伤，然后
the wound by love.
Yeah, open, yeah.
And open our wounds to love.
It opens a wound in our hearts.
然后因为是因爱而受伤，然后打开我们这个受伤的心，还是因为爱。
In medicine, one of the ways that you stop a wound from bleeding is by applying fire. It's called cauterization.
这就是说，如果说是治疗这种受伤的心的药呢，那就是什么呢？用火，用火。
And
in fire.
Yeah.
To cure.
Yeah.
就是用火来烧这颗被因爱受伤的心。
And Saint John of the Cross says that the experience of union is like that. God's burning that wound in our hearts.
就像圣十字若望所描述的一样，就是天主用这种爱的燃烧的火焰去治愈这个因爱而受伤的心。
So when we talk about a spousal relationship with God, we are talking about a relationship that is filled with passion and emotion.
也就是当我们谈到和基督的这种敬佩的这种关系的时候，所以就是谈着谈着，就等于说我们就涉及到了情感和情绪。
This is another image of the piercing of the heart of Saint Teresa, and you can see also the burning fire that is coming from her heart.
我们这是另外的一幅描述圣女大德兰就是和天主那种结合的那个心，也仍然就是用一个，你看大家看那个剑，也是看到她这个燃烧的心。
And when we allow God to love us in this way, it's a love that also becomes fruitful in a spiritual motherhood.
So, 如果我们允许天主用这种方法爱我们的话，那我们的爱就会变得是就像叫硕果累累。我们的硕果累累就会帮助我们成为灵性的母亲。
We can see that spiritual motherhood very clearly in the life of Saint Teresa of Avila.
也就是我们从圣女大德兰的生命中可以看到，她是成为，我们叫什么？叫灵性母亲。她的例子是非常明显的。
We can say that she has hundreds of thousands of children in the Carmelites.
也就在他的加尔默罗会有成千，我们说成百上千的，他的这就我们说他的灵性的子女，叫属灵的子女。
But for each of us, it's the case that we're always open toward a spiritual motherhood.
当然这个例子放在我们身上，就是我们每个人都对自己成为灵性的母亲开放。
Sometimes that is a motherhood that we experience in the context of our religious order.
也就是说，我们的母性的身份就是在我们的修会团体中，也能够慢慢的就是感觉到或者叫呈现出来。
In my monastery, we have formators like the novice master and junior master.
在神父讲他们的修会呢，他们有就是年轻的会士的培育者和
formators. For novice and what?
To form the young monks.
Okay.就是他们的培育者啊，就是他们的培育导师啊，我们就培育导师对他们的年轻的会士们。
They have a spiritual fatherhood for the monks.
当然，他们对这个年轻的会士们的责任，其实就像一个父亲一样。
But many of our monks also make friends with the elderly monks in our community.
年轻的会士们呢？就是很愿意和年长的会士们交朋友，就他们关系都很好。
They find a spiritual fatherhood in those older monks who can't do much ministry anymore.
就是说这些年长的会士们，他们越有这种就像父亲一样的情怀的人，他们在他们的牧灵工作中就做得更好。
I know there is an old priest who lives here at the seminary. He still hears lots of confessions.
神父说就是认识
here.
Yeah, the one that Father Joseph has mass with every day.
Okay, yeah.
神父就说在这个大型修道院这儿啊，就是那个神父。当然，他就是应该说也有更多的叫神子。就是因为他就是更能够彰显他自己的这个父亲的形象。
And we learn very quickly that there is no age limit on being a spiritual father or a spiritual mother.
所以说，成为我们说灵性的母亲或者是灵性的父亲的话，这个没有年龄限制。
And I'm very touched.By many monks in our community who take special care of the younger members.
对神父自己来说，他们修会里就是很让人感动的呢。那就是说，他们有些个会士们，他们就是非常主动的去关照那些年轻的会士们。
And then our spiritual motherhood can also be outside of the monastery through our apostolic work.
那当然，我们的这个母性的身份，或是母性的这个角色，也同时可以在我们的修会之外，也就是说，在你的牧灵工作当中。
In some cases, we might be the only father or mother that some people have.
那可能在我们的这个牧灵的环境中，可能有些人就是只有父亲，或是只有母亲。
It's a single family.Which means?
Yeah, it could be a homeless person
or a lot
of different things.
Yeah.
It's not possible for us to take on the full responsibility of a father or a mother, but we can share that kind of love with people.
Because sometimes in your monastic environment, you face these people, sometimes we cannot say that you completely take on the responsibility of a mother or a father.但是你至少可以把你这个母性身份或者是父性身份的这样一个爱传递给他。
But the point is that all of this spiritual fruitfulness flows from our vow of chastity.
那它的关键就是在于我们所结出的这样的果实是源自于我们的贞洁愿。因为我们愿意把自己和别人去分享。
So to take another perspective another perspective on the vow of chastity, we also have to look at the dimension of the cross.
我们再看我们贞洁院的从另外一个幅度去看的话，那就是我们仰望十字架。
I have spoken about all of these beautiful aspects of our vow of chastity, but we have to admit, sometimes it's hard.
那我们要面对的，或是要面临的，就去，我们去仰望十字架。
But we should not become discouraged when it gets hard. Rather, we can find in that another kind of fruitfulness.
当我们去看十字架的时候，而它不是说是让我们感到泄气，但反过来是让我们去因着十字架去结果实。
In our vow of chastity, sometimes we experience loneliness.
我们说在贞洁院的这个幅度上，那可能有时候我们会有一种孤单的感觉。
In our loneliness, we can draw closer to Jesus on the cross.
那当我们感到孤独的时候，我们可以去和十字架上的耶稣去靠近。
Otherwise, we are in danger of seeking out certain substitutes for Jesus.
那危险就是什么呢？当我们在孤独的时候，可能就会找基督以外的替代品。
Sometimes we have such strong feelings in our hearts or strong feelings in our bodies.
那有时候就是这样的这个孤独感，可能是会在我们的身体上，或者是在我们的这个精神上。
There may be men whom you work with that you are very attracted to.
那有可能就是你在工作环境中的，比如这个人就是这个男性，那对你就可能是一个吸引。
And it's a real sacrifice to not pursue those relationships.
当然，如果你能够不去追求这种关系，对你来说的确是一个牺牲。
And it's very nice to talk about spiritual motherhood, but there can also be a deep longing for your own children.
那当然，就是我们在谈到，我们说这个灵性母亲的这样一个角色的时候，那这个我们有一个内在的渴望，也就是说呢，我们怎么样去养育我们这个内就是灵性的孩子。
Especially around the time of midlife, we can start to feel the weight of our decision not to get married.
尤其是到我们这个中年的时候，可能我们就会去想，哎呀，我们这个年龄了，你看，好像也什么都没有啊。
And when you get to the point that it's impossible to have children, then that decision can seem even more difficult.
Can you repeat this? It's no longer possible to have children. 那自然而然的就会想到，我们这个年龄不可能再有孩子。
In these moments, we're really drawing close to the cross, and it's important for us to try and unite that sacrifice to Jesus.
所以在这个过程中，我们所要做的呢，那就是说，进一步的去走向基督，那它这会消除，就是我们会有的这种孤独感。
Sometimes our relationships in the community are very difficult, and it seems that outside the community there are better opportunities.
那在这个过程，我们大家就是的感受就是，我在团体中的关系很困难，但是反过来，我在团体之外，我倒觉得比在团体内活得更好。
This is when we really feel the sacrifice of our vow of chastity.
那这也是我们在贞洁愿上，就是能够需要奉献的，或是需要牺牲的地方。
And by living our vow of chastity, we actually become better at loving.
因为我们生活出的贞洁愿。我们会感觉到
is it better for loving?
We get better at loving.
Better in loving. Or
yeah,
better loving. Become.
We become better when it comes to.
Okay. 就是因为我们能够把贞洁愿活出来，所以说就是即便我们在这个年龄有挑战的时候，我们依然是会变得更可爱。
Sometimes we look at a marriage and we think,I could love that person. I could be married to that person better than their spouse.
大家我们看到就是婚姻中的这些关系，就是说，你比如在婚姻中，他们已经这样了，他们去选择什么呢？我可能去爱这个人会更好一些。
All of these moments are difficult, and it requires a sacrifice from us.
那当然就是说有这样的这种想法。可能就是这就是在那个时刻的问题，但是如果那个时刻你放弃的话，这当然这就是一种牺牲了。
But those sacrifices can really bring us closer to Christ.
也就是说，我们所做的这种牺牲，可以帮助我们走进基督。
We share in His suffering.
因为我们要分担他的痛苦。
And the only way that we can handle these burdens are through prayer and abandonment.
那我们唯一能做的呢，就是透过我们的祈祷，去分担耶稣的痛苦和他的被抛弃。
It's important for us in those moments to renew our first love with Jesus.
那在祈祷的时候呢，就是我们，更新。和耶稣最初相爱的那个时刻。
It's important for us to remember why we chose to be consecrated.
也就这就是这个经验，就是告诉我们，让我们去记忆我为什么成为一个度奉献生活的人。
And when we do that, they can become extremely fruitful moments of prayer and intimacy.
当就是在我们的祈祷中的时候，我们就是有这些个内容的时候，那我们的祈祷就会成为一个，就觉得好像果实很丰富的一个祈祷。
When we reach that point that we love until it hurts, if we choose to keep loving, we will leave the hurt behind.
当虽然就是我们自己也有受伤的经验，但是当我们持续的祈祷的时候，那我们就会慢慢的，你就会忘却了你所受的伤，也就是把这个伤早就甩到一边了。
Let me just talk about the. Look at the vow of chastity as a way of perfection.
那我们再谈啊，说贞洁愿是我们走向成全的道路。
And the way of perfection has those three aspects of purgative, illuminative, unitive.
那我们还是讲，我们说的是成全，包括三个方面，一个是净化的过程，一个是叫什么明路的过程，最后就是合路的过程。
So there is a vow, a part of the vow of chastity, which is saying no to ourselves. Part of the vow of chastity is saying no to ourselves.
What is a no?
No? Yes, no? Part of the vow of chastity is saying no to ourselves.
It's
denying ourselves.
Okay. 我们说贞洁愿的一个很重要的一部分呢，那就是什么呀？我们叫弃绝自己。
We have to say no to having an exclusive relationship with anyone.
那就是说你对自己说不的，这样我们所谓的弃绝，就是说对自己说不。 有什么呀？有几个方式呢？第一个呢，你就是要拒绝那种就是排他性的关系。
And we have to say no to having a physically sexual relationship with anyone.
这是第一个。那第二个呢，就是说对，和某人有这种性的关系说不。我们不是刚才说有说不的有几个幅度吗？第一个，这第二个。 第一个是排他性的，第二个是拒绝和任何人的有性的关系。
And we even have to be careful with our affections that we always bring them to Jesus.
就是要记得是，哪怕就是你对这人可能会有感情，但是要把这个感情带入到基督内。
We will have affections for other people, and we will have attractions.
就是说你当对这个人，比如说有感情，或者是有一个吸引的时候。
But it's important that we never use anyone for the sake of stirring up certain affections in our hearts.
你对这个人有感情，或者是有。 有什么的时候，但是不要把这个人，就是作为，就是利用这个人，作为搅动你内心情感的这样一个因素。
And even when we experience, when you experience an attraction for a man, it's important to bring all of that to Jesus.
当你感觉到你被一个男性吸引的时候。 你要把这样的一个情感的因素带到基督面前。
Whatever you find in a man, you'll always find more than that in Jesus.
当你就是发现，就是说你感觉到这是一个人，或者是一个男人，但是呢，在基督身上会发现到比这个还要多、更丰富的内容。
So there is a that negative part of the vow which helps to purify our hearts.
这就是我们从一个消极的角度，或是从一个被动的角度去看我们贞洁愿的时候，就是怎么样去在净化我们自己。
And that's the part that we might have to focus on earlier in our religious life.
所以这个就是要从我们在修道生活的早期就开始训练这一步。
But slowly that grows into the illuminative way.
所以就是慢慢的成长，那就会就是逐步的，就是我们在这个光明之路上成长。
As we live the vow of chastity, we start to see the beauty of human relationships.
我们如果能够活出贞洁愿的话。 那我们就慢慢的就会体会到，就是人与人之间的这个关系的美好。And
we can even become experts in human love.
就是我们可能就会慢慢的成为在人性，就是爱方面的专家。We
learn to appreciate our own sexuality more deeply.
我们就是可以呢，就是更深的。 去欣赏我们自己的，就是在性方面的这样一个能力。And
we even appreciate the sexual difference between men and women more deeply.
那同时我们也能够去欣赏男人和女人，就是在性和性别方面的这个不同。
One of the things that I am missing is that I am not a woman.
那当然，这神父就是说他自己的研究，说是他所缺乏的就是什么呢？我不是一个女人。
And one of the things that you are missing is that you are not a man.
也就是说，其中就是对我们在座每个人，我们所缺乏什么？因为我们不是男人。
But these become a gift that we can share with each other.
那这个呢，就会成为我们彼此的礼物，我们都可以分享。
St. John Paul II said that there is a feminine genius.
这就是圣教宗若保罗二世所提到的，这就是我们说这个
feminine。
And Pope Francis has just said that there is a feminine style of holiness.
这就说就是教宗还是提到，就是说就像这个女性主义的圣善。
That's not something that I can experience from within.That's something that I can only receive from you.
像教宗提到，我们说这个女性圣善的经验呢，就是作为男性来讲，他没有办法从内在去体会。他们想体会这样的一个经验，只能借助从女性身上去领受。
But as we live the vow of chastity, we start to appreciate these sexual differences even more.
也就是说，我们的贞洁愿就是有助于我们去理解在性别上的不同，同时呢，就是欣赏我们性别的不同。
A married couple will also grow in this appreciation.
当然，我们说这个结婚的人，他们也就是在这个性别上两个人之间的彼此欣赏。
But a married couple becomes primarily an expert in their own spouse.
那他们每一个，就是我们结婚的人，他们每一个人就是都成为彼此配偶的专家。
A married woman focuses a tremendous amount of energy on her husband.
也就是说，结婚的这个女性，她把她大量的时间和精力都放在她丈夫身上。
Our experience becomes broader than that, more universal.
但我们的经验就是更有普世性的，也就更广泛性的。
We have the opportunity to know and love deeply many, many people.
那我们就可以有机会去认识和爱更多更多的人。
And then that illuminative way starts to become, so after we make some sacrifices in the purgative way, we start to discover the positive value in the vow.
当我们在这个就叫炼净之路上做了牺牲之后，那我们就会慢慢的就会发现，在光明之路我们原来在这个炼路所做的牺牲的价值。
And then that leads us into a path of union with God.
所以这样就会引导我们，就是导引我们去走向和天主结合的路。
We learn to love more and more with the heart of Christ.
也就是说，我们就是学会慢慢慢慢的用基督的心去爱。
And our hearts expand so that we love with His love.
也就是说，我们所爱的，我们所爱，就是以基督所爱的方法去爱。
And our love becomes more universal.
所以这个爱就变得是普世性的。
So maybe we stop there and see if there are any questions.
大家有什么问题吗？神父就是想看看大家有没有什么问题。
想问一下，
兄弟给你话筒，这样后边的人全都能听清楚。
你讲的那个，
跟这个。
我就是问一下，刚才神父他提到了我们的内在生命，是很个人化啊。我是想问一下，这个内在生命可不可以理解成我们的灵性生命？就是我们的内在生命可不可以理解成我们的灵性生命？
好。It is the same, we call this interior life and our spiritual life.
Is the interior life the same
yes,
as the spiritual
yes.
life? Yeah, that's a good question. Our spiritual life takes place in our interior life.
神父就首先就肯定这个问题问得非常好。那另外就是说呢，我们说我们的灵性生命源自于我们的内在生命。
But the gradual transformation that takes place is that we start to turn our whole interior life towards God.
那当然就是它的整个的这个，我们就像运动方向一样啊，就是我们的这个内在生命，它最后的导向就是让我们走向天主。
So whenever we stop,there is always a conversation going on inside of us. Over time, we transform that into a conversation with God.
So, our internal life, like it has an internal, conversation, or a dialogue. This internal dialogue is slowly helping us to cross. And crossing the purpose is to lead us towards God.
Mm-hmm. Good. Any other questions?
还有其他的
问题吗？神父非常愿意回答问题，也愿意听到大家问问题。
我把话筒准备好。
Yeah.
给
昨天讲到那个恒长院，是不是就是说的中心院？
昨天上午讲到那个恒长院，我不知道是不是就是在说那个中心院。
You mentioned the stability, and you said the same thing. We said the final walls. Are there some differences? The final walls and the stability.
Oh, yeah. And well, there is certainly a kind of stability in final vows.
但在某种程度上啊。可以这么说，可以这么理解。
But the Benedictine vow of stability is has a certain unique quality to it.
当然，本笃会他们讲的这个，我们说这个恒长愿啊，它有它特殊的要求。
For example, a Franciscan.Might belong to a province and live anywhere, I don't know, maybe China is its own province, anywhere in the entire country.
那比如说方济哥会的话， 他们发了愿之后呢，就是可以住在比如说那个国家的任何地方。
He might live, well, even like these Columban fathers live a few years here and live a few years there. They have no place to call home.
就像你比如现在我们现在大兴有几位高卢邦会的神父，他们可能在这个地方住几年，在另外的地方住几年，但是他们呢不能称住的这个地方为家。
A monk always has a home. Saint Vincent Arjabi is always my home.
神父就讲他们自己啊，就是讲他在美国圣温森的这个地方，那对他来说这就是他的家，是对他们这些会士来讲这是他们的家。
And we have some temporary places of service. For example, when we built the university in Beijing in 1925.
这就是说对他们的会士来说呢，他可以有一个就是叫暂时的地方。这个呢，就比如说在1920年的时候，他本都会就是创立的这个北京的辅仁大学早期的时候，那个时候呢，他们就是算以这儿为暂时的家。
Eventually, the community could not support that particular ministry, and so those monks came back home.
所以在后来呢，他们因为很多的原因啊，就是他不能再支持这个当地的这个牧灵的工作了，所以他们的会士们呢就回到了自己的家。
But Saint Vincent Arjabi is never going to go anywhere. It's always the home of the monks.
对他们来讲，就他们的 Saint Vincent 的这个修会修道院，这永远都是他们会士们的家。
So that's different than Franciscans or Dominicans. They don't have permanent places like that.
这个呢，就是不同于比如说我们说方济各会也好，道明会也好，他们在某一个地方呢，就是没有永久的家。但是他们本笃会的会士们，就是在哪一个地方，那就算是他永久的家。
Another interesting consequence of stability is that I have the right in law to live at Saint Vincent.
另外一个就是他们本笃会讲的这个恒长院的，我们说它的结果是什么呢？也就是说，他有权利。他就生活在他现在住的这个家里。
The abbot does not have the authority to send me away.
你比如说，他说我在这个家里，就是他们的总会长没有权利让他说你离开这个家，把你送到别的地方去。会长没有这个权利。
I have the right to refuse an assignment outside of Saint Vincent.And that's not disobedience.
你比如说啊，如果他的会长就是告诉他说，你就是离开这个 Saint Vincent 这个地方，然后去别的地方做什么什么工作，然后这个就是神父自己啊，这是举个例子来说，他可以拒绝，我不去那个地方，这个你给我的任务我不接受，但是这个不叫不服从。
So a Franciscan, on the other hand, made when he.Joined the order, he accepted that he could be sent anywhere.
但是方济各会就不同了。如果你加入这个修会，他就可能给你送到任何一个地方。
Good.
还有可以吗？这样回答可以吗？修女，你觉得可以了吗？
We have a written question over here.
你们还有就是写的问题，现在要拿要回答吗
？I don't think she can get up. There we go. Pass that up.
你们传过来。
Passing up questions. Very nice.
还有吗？一个问题啊。We say and union with Christ is inner life, inner being with Jesus. Can we be a child in Jesus? And is a way to show we are
we have a clean heart. That the means we have to be children in Christ, and which means give us a, instead of we have to be a purified heart, that's a kind of childlike purified heart, and with it's kind of innocent, the innocent childlike. If we say we are union with Christ, and we should be that. We should be a childlike with a purified heart and clean heart and very innocent. It's the same thing as
我想想啊，修女，我就是我先给大家就是念这个问题啊，就是在基督和基督合一，是不是内在？是不是内在耶稣都是小孩儿？是表明内在纯洁变成小孩儿？我不是特别清楚这个问题，我可以就说试着就是理解一下这问题啊，就是我们如果谈和基督合一的话，是不是说我们就是和基督合一的时候，在基督内我们就是小孩儿，是这个意思吗？是这个意思吗？我先问修女，修女提问题，修女是这个意思是吧？就是我们在基督内就是变成孩子，那这个意思就是告诉我们什么呢？变成孩子的意思就是我们是一个内心纯洁的，这个样子吗？啊，这是我理解，因为刚才我是看了看，有点不是太清楚，所以我给神父这样翻译的话也不准确，我要确认这个问题，然后再翻译啊。Yeah, it's the same as to be a children. We have to have innocent and pure. It's not purified heart, it's a clean heart. This is a kind of condition with Christ.
我再问一下，修女，你说的意思是什么呢？你说是不是我们和基督结合的条件？你是有这个意思吗？比如说我们和基督结合的条件就是我们要的变成孩子才能和基督结合，是有这个意思吗？你能不能就是你自己就是再说一下你要表达的真正的意思是什么？
就是与基督结合成一个，是不是在内在的都是小孩，耶稣那种关系是一种小孩，将来升天堂是就是表明自己纯洁，就变成小孩一样，才能进入那个地方。
我一直不是特别清，没关系。
对，是不是只能变成像
孩子那样才能和耶稣那么结合起来，结合了出就变成孩子一样了，那进入天国了，那意思是这个意思吗？是啊。 Because Jesus says you have to become children, otherwise unless you can enter into the heaven unless you become children, and the prayer meansand you have to become children, like a child, and in order to union with Jesus. It's the same thing, it's become small children, and with a purified heart.
Mm-hmm.
Are there some difference between becoming children and with Christ?And when we get into heaven, we are all, it's not adult, it's kind of childlike.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is her question.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. This is a wonderful question.
就是神父就是在还是表扬这个问题问得很好。
I love the way that you are working with these different concepts.
这个因为就是就是说你在问这个问题的时候是从不同的角度不同的环境我们去思考这样一个问题。
Now, there are so many different things that we're looking at the same time. Childlike heart and purified heart.
哎，有时候我们就去看啊，我说就像孩子一样的这种，我们就叫童心，这是一种。那另外一种看的方法就是呢，我们是一种就是净化的心灵啊，就是说我们这个内心的纯洁。
We are talking about being a child, and being a bride, and being a mother.
就像你看这几次我们神父谈到的，就是我们成为变成孩子，成为母亲。成为新娘。
There's a lot there.
所以说这有不同的，就是这种，就是描述我们能够和基督结合的这种方法。
How do we do all of that at the same time?
但就是说，我们看看就是这么多不同的描述，那我们在同一个时间，怎么能把这么多的角色都完成呢？
And we do discover all of those things in the hearts of Jesus and Mary.
所以说我们看看就是圣母和耶稣在他们的生命中他们是不是都把这些个角色我们刚才提到的这些个都是在同时完成的呢他们怎么做的呢
And they are the ones who teach us to live the fullness of those aspects
所以说他们从这个不同的角度那都能把这个生活就是活得很圆满。
So we can look at Jesus in this image here, where he is intimately close to Mary.
那我们从这个画面上看啊，就是说，基督和耶稣和圣母的这种，就这种密切的关系。
But he is also the Father's little child.
那在这个同时呢，那耶稣依然是什么呢？他依然是小孩子的父亲。
And he will cry out on the cross, Father, why have you abandoned me?
那他当在十字架上向天父呼喊说：“你为什么弃绝我？”那个时候
，Ultimately, that is the cry of a little child.
那我们就说，就像一个孩子的呼喊一样。
And He is also spiritually fruitful as a father. He gives birth to new life.
那我们同时也说的，基督就是一个灵性的父亲，因为他用他的生命，就说使那么多的灵性的孩子在成长。
So when we grow in union with God, we really find all of these things coming together.
那当我们和天主结合的时候。我们就会发现啊，就是刚才我们提到的这些事情，都会发生。
We never grow out of our dependence on a father.
所以说，我们的成长不会离开天主而自己独立的成长。
We are always like little children before the Heavenly Father.
也就是我们在天父面前一直都像一个小孩子一样。
But we are capable of deep, beautiful, mature relationships.
所以说我们
capable or not?
Yes.
We're capable.
Capable of deep, beautiful, mature relationships.
所以说我们能够就是有和天主就是深化我们内在关系的能力。
We can still have a passionate, romantic relationship with God.
同时我们也能够有一种和天父的这种我们说叫浪漫的一种有怀有爱的这种情感的关系
And we can also have a responsible loving care for our spiritual children
所以我们也同时就是有一种负责任的去负责我们的灵性子女成长的
So union with God implies that we're growing more fully in all of those relationships.
也就是我们说和天主的结合，也就是就意味着 我们刚才就是提到的这几种关系的越来越成熟和这种关系的增长。
Good. I think we're ready for midday prayer.
Yeah. 好，我们现在是11:30。